Hi everyone, welcome to Sheer Enjoyment, Drink It In Jordana Style. I'm so honored to always be able to share with you words of Torah and wisdom. And, you know, I've been on this journey this year of trying to connect the Haftorah to the weekly Torah portion and try to come out with a lesson that we know from the two. And I was struggling today when I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? On the one hand, I would love to say a few words of chizuk, strength, the Yedayim B'Tammuz, for the 17th of Tammuz today for the fast. On the other hand, I want to be able to stick to my routine, because I'm a routine type of gal, of doing the Haftorah and the Torah portion. And then I realized when I was doing my research that the typical Haftorah that we say with Parsha Pinchas is not said this week. When it comes to the 3 weeks, a different set of Haftorahs are read to coincide with Ben HaMitzarim, with these three-week period. What's also just astonishing is that in the Haftorah that we start with Yirmiyahu, he has a vision of almonds. And the almonds themselves, it says, ripen within 21 days, within 3 weeks. So this is like the first week, and it's the vision of the ripening of the almonds, which is beautiful on its own because the concept of almonds is a beautiful one. It was in a few weeks' Torah portion with the sticks of Aaron, that his stick blossoms into almonds, and the idea that his stick was then placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim, but it said that the blossom and the bud was also stuck and placed into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and really to teach us that we're never a finished product. There's always the bud, there's always the blossom, and then there's all stages that we all go through. Like the almonds, in the very beginning, they have a bitter taste, but once they ripen, they're very flavorful. That's not what I intended to talk about. I wanted to talk more about the beautiful idea that the Haftorah is connected to time rather than the content. And I think that's just that concept alone is an amazing, powerful lesson. That there are situations where a person is so focused on their routine and how things are moving along that sometimes it's not always going to go according to that plan, but rather there are things that we have to do at the moment for that time period, for that sha'ah, as they call it, for that hour. There's a halachic concept that things could change just for that unique time period because timing is important. You know, they say you could date somebody. It could be, everything could be somewhat in place, but the timing was wrong. It just didn't work timing-wise. So timing is so crucial. And I think that's the beauty that's being said to us here, that the Haftorah is going to focus on the time, not the parsha. So in this week's Haftorah, it starts off telling us of Yirmiyahu's lineage. And it says, these are the words of Yirmiyahu, the son of Chilkiyahu of the Kohanim. It continues to tell us, which is also right away, and I mean, just a tangent is a nice point. There is a connection between Pinchas and Yirmiyahu. It continues to tell us how he became a prophet. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you emerged from the womb, I appointed you to be the prophet. Such a powerful concept that saying and stating, I knew what you can become. I knew your potential. But more importantly, one of the reasons why we read this Haftorah is that this is what we feel is the darkest and saddest times in the Jewish calendar, where we have the destruction of both of our temples. And basically, we have Yirmiyahu now prophesizing and telling the people not to sin because it will just lead to our downfall. He gives them a prophecy of the impending devastation of Judah and tells Yirmiyahu to warn the people. At that at the end, at the Haftorah, ends on a positive note. Hashem remembers that we followed him in the desert and trusted him. The idea behind that being that if we return to Hashem and his Torah, he will always accept us with open arms. So really the theme of the Haftorah is supposed to be connected to this tragic nature of the time of the year. the prophecies of devastation, and even Hashem's remembering our goodness makes sense. So now it talks a little bit about the lineage. But why start off the lineage, how he became a prophet? Where does that fit into the 3 weeks? And it becomes clear to us as we take a closer look at Yirmiyahu, who he was, and when he lived. Yirmiyahu lived in a time of great darkness, when the Jewish people were at a spiritual low. He himself was taunted regularly because of his pedigree, where his great-grandmother was Rachel, who was a convert. It didn't matter that she was this great woman who helped the Jewish people in the conquest of the Holy Land. He had all the cards basically stacked up against him. He brought about change, even in a dark situation. Even in this dark situation of people looking at him a certain way, he was great. And we had many great prophets and leaders. Some affected the world from a place of light, like Moshe, while with great miracles, with some light that the Jewish people were taken by greatness of that moment. And, of course, that was outstandingly good. But yet, when their light stopped, things happened. However, with Pinchas, who is in this week's Torah portion, like Yirmiyahu, was coming from a place of darkness. He was also taunted because of his family, as his mother was Yitro's daughter. And he came to the fore in a low and dark time, but his actions caused the Jewish people to repent and change. This kind of change is real and everlasting. Therefore, his reward was an eternal one, that he and all his descendants would be Kohanim. So when we are delved in this cloud of darkness, you know, it's like when you look at somebody who has everything going for them at all times, it's like as if they've never had a challenge. When a challenge comes their way, can they handle that? Can they rise above? But if you take somebody who's learned to sustain, who's learned to adapt, who's learned to grow from constant challenges that they've had, that's a person you know that when something comes their way again, they can rise above. And that's truly the message behind Pinchas and Yirmiyahu and the time period that we're in right now. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, yes, the time right now is dark, but we can overcome and see light. And that's the beauty of the connection between all three, the Parsha, the Haftorah, and today. Even though it's a time of destruction, of breaking of those walls, one day those walls will be rebuilt again. Wishing everybody a Shabbat Shalom. Again, if you ever want to sponsor a class, please contact Shir Enjoyment. It's always amazing to sponsor a class for Rafua, for Yeshua, Aliyah, and Neshama. I hope you take advantage of that. Have a great, wonderful day.